Fixed functional appliances are widely used for the correction of class 2 malocclusion. However, there is only little evidence regarding the long-term treatment change and the outcome of treatment. And this was looked at in this very interesting study that was published in the European Journal of Orthodontics. The paper was called The Long-Term Post-Treatment Changes and Outcome Quality After Class 2 Division 1 Treatment in Comparison to Untreated Class 1 Controls, and the lead author was Dr. Bock. Set out in this study to evaluate the long-term post-treatment occlusal stability and outcome quality after Class 2 Division 1 treatment provided with a Herbst and multi-bracket combination. They took 119 patients with a mean age of 13 years from the records of their clinic. Each of these patients had a severe Class 2 Division 1 malocclusion before treatment with an overjet of a mean of 8.2 millimetres. Treatment was carried out using a Herbst appliance as well as different types of labial straight wire multi-bracket appliances. They attempted to obtain data on these patients, and after a lengthy process of recruitment, 52 patients finally accepted and took part in their study. The average age of the patients was 33 years, so this was a substantial amount of time after their treatment was completed. For each of the patients, they obtained consent and then took impressions of the upper and lower arch. They then recorded sagittal molar and canine relationships, the overjet and overbite, and the PAR index. They then compared these data from this group of patients with a control group. They said that these were a normal control group, so these were patients who were class 1 with no orthodontic treatment, and they were collected from a longitudinal growth study of children in Finland. In this study, the patients were followed from age 7 until 33 years of age. As a result, they quite closely matched the group of patients who had had Herbst appliance treatment. They managed to get 52 of the patients to attend for their record collection, and at this visit, they found that the mean PAR scores were 8.2 for the treatment group, and for the control group, the mean PAR score was 8.9. These were not statistically significant. They concluded that the occlusal outcome of their Herbst multi-bracket treatment was good after a lengthy period of time. I thought that this study was very ambitious, and the authors did remarkably well to get such a large sample of patients to return. While we have to consider the effect of selection bias in that there may well be differences between the patients who volunteered to attend and those who could not attend, we also need to consider that the untreated control group may be influenced by secular trends, and this has been shown for other data that's obtained from growth studies. Nevertheless, I cannot help feeling that these authors have possibly done the best that we can get from this type of study, and their findings do provide us with very useful information on the overall very good stability of Herbst multi-bracket treatment.